Hello, ladies. It's LaShonda Henry here. A very special welcome to you inside our Power Up Sis Defense sessions. Opportunity for me to help you by creating a space of productivity and accountability so that we can get more done in our online businesses. So our session for today, every Sunday, is Pro Bloggers, an opportunity to focus on not just your blog, but your online business. So thinking about that virtual vision you're trying to accomplish and then essentially creating a plan of action. So let's focus on a couple of areas that we're going to be talking about pretty much every week, but I wanted to kind of give you a rundown today, as this is our first Pro Blogger call, as far as what to expect when we get inside of these sessions. So essentially, the goal again is to help you consistently work on your online business and blog. So Sunday is the day where ideally, in addition to our time together, either 1 hour before the session or after, my goal is that you are also going to take an extended period to work on your blog based on what we talked about during our time. So at least an hour, honestly, I would say 2 to 3 hours if you really want to work on your blog and your articles and your content, but obviously you have to be realistic and work with the time frame that works best for you. Now, I've designated Sunday as our official day to focus on our blog, but you may have another day in particular that works better for you, and if that's the case, then you can listen to the replay and then combine it with that particular day you want to focus on. But again, for the group, our day is Sunday. So one thing we are going to do is start building a list of areas that you would like to work on with respect to your online vision, your website, your blog. And I'm going to talk about some different areas that you should add to this particular list. And essentially, every week, we're going to pick a couple of things that you can work on. So when you think about building this list, and you can hopefully everybody's got their pen and their pad, and you can start writing as we go today, the first area is to think about updates, things that you know that you need to update on your space but never seem to get the opportunity to do so. So, for example, maybe your About Me page is outdated or it's time to refresh some images on your space. Your navigation links at the top of your website, maybe some pages are outdated or you've got some new content but you haven't exactly posted it yet on your navigation bar. So, again, this is an opportunity just to free-form, brainstorm those areas on your website that you feel need to be updated. Okay, so that's one area. Now, inside of this bigger list of things that need to be worked on your website, in addition to updates, you've got errors. So there may be pages that no longer exist, or maybe their formatting is off, something isn't quite right on that page. You want to think about some errors on your space that you say, okay, yeah, I definitely need to go back and fix that. Maybe some subscriber buttons that are no longer working or images that you have deleted, and so there's just kind of like a big box with an X on it, things of that nature. So making note of any errors on your space that you need to address, that's really important. As you may have seen, if you're looking at this event today, you know, inspired by what we're going to be doing inside of Pro Bloggers today, I'm beginning the process of refreshing this event, and you'll see the a new design, still with the similar branding colors and structure, but I always say I practice what I preach. So as I'm working on different areas in which I can share with you, these are some things you can do on your business side and your blog. I, too, will be working on these areas as well. So again, it's a space of community and accountability. So on the case of Sis Defense, one of the things that I noticed was some of my images were not loading correctly. So that's something that I said, okay, I definitely want to fix. So when you think about your blog, again, we're just going to write out this list here and then work on knocking things off the list and tackling smaller tasks as we work every week. So outside of updates and errors, you want to create a wish list for yourself, so things that you would like to have on your website but do not currently. Perhaps you want a pricing chart
You know, that's something that I definitely wanted on this event. When you go to the join page, you'll now see that I have multiple packages, but they're organized in this nice pricing chart so that people can sign up to the package that works best for them. So you want to think about, you know, your website as far as the systems that you have or the features and structures that you need. What are some components that you would like to include on your site? Perhaps a subscription box or as I'm working with one particular client, she wants a back-end area, a very simple back-end, not really a full-scale membership site, but a simple back-end area that she can share with those who purchase her book. So your wish list essentially should comprise of those things that you do want to add on to your site. You just haven't had the time or the focus to do so yet. So again, your list updates, errors, and your wish list. Start it today as we're talking, and then after this call, you want to think about, well, okay, well, let me add some more onto that. You're not going to do everything in one day, especially if you just have an hour or two to work on your site each week. But the idea here is that we can knock things off of this particular list. So that's going to be focus number one for you this week. Number two, you're going to think about the smaller projects that you can do within this list, right? So if your focus is, well, I've got a couple of pages on my site that are outdated, not all pages, but you can just take a few and say, okay, I'm going to start with these and make some corrections here, okay? So the first question you want to ask yourself, what areas do I want to work on overall, and what am I going to tackle first, okay? So that's what you think about as far as the overall visuals for your space. Now, let's kind of move into the direction of talking about content, what you should be writing about. I believe that every week you need to consistently put up at least 1 to 3 posts on your blog, and one is pretty a small number, but the idea here is that we want to make sure that your space is growing organically. And for it to grow, whether it be in size as far as how much material you have on the space, or for it to grow as far as visibility and the number of subscribers you have to consistently create content. It's just a part of the process. So my goal is every week for us to talk about some areas in which you could write about so that you've got these ideas and then you're knocking out these articles and writing wonderful posts on your space. So the first thing is to think about some core topics that you can come back to each week. Now, today being our first pro-blogger session, really we're going to talk about the essential things that you're going to need as we go through our weekly updates and projects. But, for the first part, for our first session together, we're going to focus on the essentials. Now, again, when it comes to content and posts, you really should have some core topics that you can talk about on a consistent basis as a way to make it easier for you to come up with ideas, because then you can say, okay, well, let me pull from these categories and find something in the side of this that I can write about. And then also as a way for you to specialize in areas that you can essentially be known for. So, for example, last week I was talking with a client and she said, you know what, I'm really trying to reach a particular group of women professionals in, I believe she said, in technology and engineering. So I said, okay, well, how many articles or what kind of articles have you written for them? And she said, none. So the idea here is that if you want to be known for working with and helping a particular group of women, then you're going to have to start consistently writing content that speaks to her, right? So when you may not just have one type of person that you focus on your blog, but you've got to be clear about who exactly you are focused on talking to so that you can connect with each of those groups. Now, outside of the people, again, you want to think about the areas that you want to be known for. So, for example, Joyce, I know you work predominantly with international nurses, so you want to think about, again, the areas that they want to talk about and jot down at least a couple of categories, key categories that you're going to focus on. So one, when you look inside your blog, I hope that you've got some detailed categories of areas that, again, we can come back to each week. And two, you should definitely write a small description underneath each category on your blog, because this is actually a really good way to optimize your space for search engines so that, again, people and search engines can better find you and understand what it is that you're writing about. So, for example, if one of your categories is media, which is something I'm going to be talking to you about in just a bit, media meaning any type of interviews or buzz that you have gotten, you want to just have a description of that. So I have actually a media and PR category on my blog. So brief the description would be, you know, media and PR, Sister Sense, LaShonda Henry, has been featured in various publications and conferences for women entrepreneurs. So this is kind of like a brief description to describe what that category is and, you know, better flesh it out for the search engine. So that's something that you should definitely do. Number one, add descriptions to your categories. And then number two, have a media and PR category so that you as an entrepreneur and professional, whenever you have PR, you can post it in that particular category on your space. So once you have some core topics that you feel like you can come back to every week, we're going to start to talk about specific posts that you can do within those categories. Now, if you've been listening to the Sister Sense replays, a couple of months ago I did a series of calls on user engagement. And one of the things that I said is you need to be known for something, and you need to have a social media space that you pick and consistently utilize. So maybe you do every week a small business chat like a Small Biz Lady, and that's on Twitter, or Marie Folio every week does Q&A Tuesday via YouTube. Myself, every week I do my Jumpstart Your Business calls via the teleconference line. So just picking one particular platform and then branding, you know, coming up with a branded activity that you can do every week on your space is a great way to, one, to engage your audience every week, both new people and existing people who are interested in you, and then, two, talk about it on your space. So, for example, Afi, you have your weekly radio show as well as Blog Talk radio show. So you want to think about when we're inside of the circle, one of the things that you're going to do is, okay, this week I need to post what's coming up next on the show versus what I previously talked about last week, and or any comments and things that questions that people had inside of that time that I spent with them. So for me, one of my core, you know, come back to each week's topics is the Jumpstart Your Business calls, and every week I'm posting what the next call is going to be versus posting a replay of the previous call, constant content on my space. And it's just not listed under Jumpstart Your Business because I've got different categories on my site just as a way to kind of help you figure out how you're going to break down your categories. One category is events. And then underneath that, I break it down into subcategories of different kind of events that I have. For example, I have conferences, I have the Back to Business series, and I've got my Jumpstart Your Business calls. Then I have another category called replays. So I divide my replays depending on whether it's a webinar or a Jumpstart Your Business call replay or a replay from a live conference or event. So the categories is really useful because then you can better organize your content for your listeners. And you can say, okay, well, go just here if you want to watch the webinar replays versus go here if you want to listen to the previous calls or if you want to download all the PDFs that I've put online, really taking the time to think about your category titles, descriptions, as well as the kind of content that you're going to have on your blog. It helps immeasurably, you know, organization key. So, one, think about those topics you want to come back to each week. And then two, think about some areas you want to focus on this month. So the last call that I did on Sister Sense, which I will be posting the replay, by the way, pretty soon, that you guys can listen to, it was about sharing your truth. and the activity this week, and as far as the Jumpstart Your Business calls, is thinking about your personal truth, your purpose and personality, why it is that you do what you do, and sharing those parts of you on your space, right? So writing some articles and thoughtful posts about yourself and why it is that you do what you do. Now, as part of that, I want you to think about, remember I talked about, as I said, you know, you should have a media and PR category. I want you to think about interviews that you've been on, articles that you've been featured in or have written for other publications, maybe a video that you did for somebody, a blog, talk, radio. These are your media and PR references that you may have had happen but never really posted on your space. You want to make sure that you start doing that consistently. So that's something that I want you to think about. If there are a couple of places that you've been featured but you haven't actually put that information on your website, I definitely want you to make a list of those features and start to add them onto your space, at least the last 2 to 3 of them, so that material can be there. So I always bring up this example because it's a very, very good example of what quality categorizing and consistently updating your media section can do for you. I've been featured in Essence. I've worked with different individuals for different events, and I will always promote the events that I'm working on. For example, this coming week I'm going to be a part of Rhonda Nail's B4 conference. I'm going to be speaking about, you know, turning browsers into buyers on your website. And so whenever I am featured in different areas or have interviewed opportunities, I post that on my blog. It's not just a space to write information or write content, but it's your PR, it's your media space as well. So I was doing an event for a particular health issue, someone just happened to be doing a Google search on that issue because she said she read an article about it in Essence. Now, because I was talking about a conference that I was going to be speaking at that was really sponsored by and for this particular health issue, and in a separate post, I've talked about, you know, different times where I was featured in Essence magazine, those two came up in her Google search, and she found me. So you want to think about those brands that you're connected to or people that you're connected to, topics that are relevant that you've been featured in one way, shape, or form, and really add that material to your space consistently, because then it's going to help people find you on search engines, going to build your credibility, and it's also going to grow that organic content that you have. You want a content-rich space, and that's very, very important. So, of course, outside of that, you want to focus on your products or services, things that you are currently doing that you want to monetize. Now, your blog oftentimes, again, is a space for you to share information with your audience and your PR, but it's also an opportunity for you to let them know what products you're pushing this week. So you want to think about particular products or services that you have, really just one that you would like to highlight this week. And, you know, whether it be writing something that's informational, but then a lead into that particular product or service. Like, for example, let's say that you are selling dresses, and you can then create an article on, you know, spring fashion and just talk about some different wonderful colors that people may want to see in the spring, and then integrate your product into that post, right? So it's an opportunity for you to think about specific products that you want to push this week and then write at least 1 or 2 posts on that as well. So one of the things that I like to do as a busy mommypreneur is, as I mentioned before, designate a specific day to work on my website, and then as I'm working on it, write a few articles that I can either simultaneously post all of them at one time or schedule them out on my blog. So today I've given you a couple of ideas, and I will say this. Our pro blogger, our sessions are power 30-minute sessions because I don't want to go on and on and on for an hour. I want to just hit a particular number of specific number of projects that you can work on, and then the idea is that once we get off the call, either for at least 1 or 2 hours after the call or before the call, you're going to focus on working on your site. right? So in bulk tasking, I like to kind of just put that information together while I'm sitting during that, you know, 1-2-3 hour period, schedule it out, and then I know it's done. I don't have to work on my blog for the rest of the week unless I need to, but I've at least designated some time to get some stuff done so that it doesn't fall by the wayside and, you know, with everything else that's going on. So as I mentioned, we're just going to do a quick recap, and then I'm going to open up if you've got questions or things that you want to talk about before we wrap up for today. Essentially, this being our first pro blogger session, you've got three things that you want to think about today. One, creating a list that comprises of either areas on your website that you feel like you need to update, big or small, okay? And if it's a big area, it's definitely an opportunity for you to say, okay, LaShonda, this is a big thing that I want to do. I don't know if I'm going to have time to do that in a couple of hours, so that we can break those big things down into smaller areas that you can, you know, okay, well, let's talk about one or two things you can do here and gradually get those bigger projects done, right? So you're going to create that list of areas that you want to update on your site, errors that you know exist on your space that you need to fix, and a wish list of features that you would like to integrate on your website you just haven't done yet. So in some cases, there may be features that you go, sometimes people go, LaShonda, you know, there's that thing, that thing on home pages that, you know, it rotates images, and I say a rotator, a slideshow, and that, yes, that's the slideshow. How do I get that? Or, you know, sometimes I see people have like a banner at the top of their website, and, you know, they can just post some information up there or a link just as a way for people to, you know what they're working on now. Or how do I get pop-ups? I'd like, you know, them not annoying pop-ups, just at least one so that when they come to the site, I can have one pop-up display something of value to them. So just certain areas that you would like to enhance your space, making a list of those things so we can either work on them together. You can ask me questions, or you can pick featured parts that you want to work on each week. So your list being one thing. Then the other thing is your content, right, the post that you create. I talked about looking at the categories on your website. Maybe you want to add some more categories or add descriptions. Definitely add a media and PR category if you don't already have one so you can start putting your features there so that you are building your buzz. I don't have a PR agent, but I do get quite a bit of publicity from magazines and different interviews and things. So that really comes from knowing how to consistently share information on my blog and using keywords. That's a big thing as well. So categories, think about today, see if you can work on that. And then think about, as I mentioned before, when you get a chance to listen to our previous Jumpstart Your Business call that was about sharing your truth, is there a particular part of you that you can share in a thoughtful post this week? Versus are there specific products or services that you would like to share in a post this week? Okay, so just a few posts that you can start writing. And, again, if you feel like you've got way too much on your plate, just do one. You know, focus on updating a couple of categories, writing one thoughtful post, and knowing that you were able to accomplish something, which is a big thing. That's really what the Pro Blogger Circle is all about, making small strides so that you can see big changes in your business over time. So what I'm going to do now is just open up for Q&A. If you have a question for me or an area, if you're thinking about right now, if you thought about these are some things on my site that I like to focus on, just kind of hit *6 and 1 so I can see you and then answer any questions that you may have. This is just definitely an opportunity for you to just kind of say, okay, well, these are the areas, LaShonda, that based on your session today I think I want to focus on and or these are some questions that I have. So I'll give you an opportunity to do that. Just hit *6 and then 1. Otherwise, this is ideally where I would like you to start for our first session. If you're listening live, then once we wrap up for today, I want you to take at least an hour or so to focus on that. If you're listening via the replay, you want to designate a couple of hours before our next session so that you can get some of this done. And then also send me an email, lhenry@thisdefense.com, if you are listening to the replay. And then give me a sense of those areas that you are going to work on so I know what you would like to talk about during our session together. Now, just as a reminder, our power-up calls are two parts. So we've got our Sunday Pro Blogger session, and then every week I'm going to share either recommendations or a different task that you can focus on that week for your blog. As I've done today, I've given you about 2 to 3 tasks that you can focus on today. And then the other component of our time together is the A-Team accountability call Monday. So tomorrow at 7 o'clock in the morning, in the a.m., bright and early. I want to make sure that it's bright and early so that we can have a power-up session before we get to work and the day begins, but really an opportunity to talk about the areas in your overall business that you should be focused on and just kind of putting together a weekly agenda that we can work on inside of that space. So that is our Monday 18 call coming up very soon. And this is our Pro Blogger call, which we're ending today. Again, if there are any questions, you can unmute star 6 and then hit 1. Just one more moment. One more moment of silence. To let you guys do that. Well, okay. It looks like everybody is good for today and ready to move forward with your agenda for your blog. Again, if you have any questions or areas that you're going to focus on, definitely send me an email, lhenry@thisdefense.com, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow inside our power-up call. Talk to you soon. Bye.